Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, TGIF, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, it's Friday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And our topic for today is Fill Me Up, Lord. Have you ever had to say that to Jesus? Fill me up, Lord. And our scripture comes from the book of Psalms, or comes from Psalm 84, verse 2. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in to get your hot breakfast for your soul. Number one, you can tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling in 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, you can follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you follow by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, that's MM to phone number 33222. All of this information, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your testimonies, your prayer requests, and hear prior episodes of Morning Motivation, which you have missed, may have missed, are on my website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Remember, this word is for you. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Psalm 84, verse 2, reading from the KJV. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Listen to that again and put yourself in the author's place and mindset. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me wherever you are. Fill me up, Lord. Do you ever need a refreshing from God? For him to just fill you up until you want no more. Fill you up until you feel rejuvenated and renewed in him. To just come into all of those cracks and crevices, all of those holes wherein virtue has been flowing out of you, your peace has been flowing out of you, your goodness has been flowing out of you, because the pressures of life have just been weighing you down until you were so tired, so exasperated, so run over and run out that you just felt empty or almost empty. About to snap. We're about to see you on that show on television, Snapped. You know that point you get where you say, if just one more person asks me to do something for them, or if just one more person says this, or if my boss just comes to me one more time If someone else brings me this mess or drama one more time, at that breaking point, that snapping point, or just not even ready to snap, but just tired. You've been doing so much. And so your soul begins to feel drained. You begin to feel not as much vigor as you usually feel. You don't have that one, two, snap back like you usually do. This is when you get to that point where the author was in Psalm 84 and 2. Your soul, glory, you know, it longeth for God to be in his presence, and not meaning to die or to transition from this life into the afterlife with him, but just to be in his presence here on earth, to just feel his spirit, glory, to feel the angels of God all around you, protecting you and loving you, ministering unto you, to feel the joy of the Lord not only be your strength, but renew your strength, to find your happy place again. Maybe you've gone through separation or divorce, bankruptcy. Maybe your kids are not doing all that they should. And because of these circumstances, virtue has gone out of you. Some of your strength has gone out. But I have come today to encourage you to do as the psalmist did. Cry out to the living God. Let your soul long for him. If you don't have him, it ought to do something to you, because the psalmist said, my heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. What does that mean? It means, Jesus, help me right now. Jesus, I need you right now. Jesus, I can't take another second, another minute, another hour. I can't take another day, another week, another month. I can't take another year, another decade without spending time with you. Fill me up, Lord. My soul cries out for you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you right now. Jesus, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Where I'm weak, fill me up. Where I'm tired, fill me up. Jesus, woo. Glory. Has your soul ever cried out for him? Have you ever needed him to fill you up? Glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Daily, hourly, every minute, we ought to be transforming from glory to glory, being our better than our best selves, and being transformed into the image of the Lord. How do you do that? By longing for him, crying out for him, needing him. You get to the point where, like the psalmist, your soul just begins to faint. It feels parched. It feels dry, if not in the courts or the presence of the Lord. Glory. Psalm 23 and 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Don't you want your cup to run over today? Then cry out to the living God. Jesus, fill me up, Lord. Jesus, woo, make ways out of no way. Jesus, heal me, Father. Jesus, renew my strength. Renew my joy. Jesus, 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 cry out to him today. Jesus, whatever you need. Jesus, 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 he's there to fulfill it. Cry out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's power in his name. Cry out, Jesus, Jesus. Whatever you need, strengthen me. Fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints. Hallelujah. After he fills you up, that's when you begin to get your second wind. Woo! Don't you feel it now? Don't you feel your strength coming back? Don't you feel your peace and your healing? Don't you feel your dance and your praise coming on? Don't you feel your shout coming on? I feel it right now, and I better go on and calm myself down because I feel that spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Fill me up, Lord. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Come on and praise him. Your second wind is here right now, and your cup is running over. Glory. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of our sin. We ask that you create in us clean hearts. We ask that you renew right spirits within us. Father, we come today blessing your name. Father, our hearts, our spirits, our souls have cried out for you. We long for you. We just can't be right. We like a can't get right. When we're not in your presence, when we're not in your courts, Lord, something just ain't right. But Father, hallelujah, once we get into your presence, once we get into that secret place, that sacred place, that hallowed place with you, where you just begin to fill us up, where our cups run over, then, Lord, hallelujah, our joy is renewed, our power is renewed, we're transformed from glory to glory. The anointing of the Lord, it just emanates from us and through us, and your glory is all around us. This is when souls are saved, when people are delivered, lives are changed, circumstances, Father, are turned around into our favor when we allow you to fill us up, fill us up, fill us up, fill us up, fill us up by calling on your name. Jesus, 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 hallelujah. In your name, Father, we pray, and we glorify you today. We've been renewed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory. I almost started speaking in tongues. Brothers and sisters, I had to calm myself down. I'm on fire. Oh, I feel that power. We're going to do the altar call, and then I'm going to assign you your task for today. But I want you to keep praising Jesus right now. Keep calling on his name until you feel your breakthrough. For those who are not saved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness. Glory. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say, Jesus, fill me up. Say it again, Jesus, fill me up. Now, remember that you need to make sure you're in church this weekend, whatever day or time you go to church, and make sure that you're tuned in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or you're getting the recording. All of that is on the website at filledbyfire.com. Now, our topic for today is fill me up, Lord. Your task for today is to call on the name of Jesus about every situation, until you feel your breakthrough, you feel your strength renewed, your joy renewed, and to stay full this whole weekend. And I'll see you on Monday. Pray for me. I'm flying out today, going to St. Louis to speak on Law Day for the Church of God in Christ National Convocation, which is our national conference, National Assembly. And just pray for me that I be used by the Lord, because I'm full right now, brothers and sisters. Share this with at least three people. I'll see you Monday. Get full until your cup runneth over.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Woo. victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy over your life, say.
I'm getting ready.
Oh, oh. Something I've never seen. Get ready for